Now, God says in verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. You see, if you'd been present in that day, you'd have wondered what Isaiah really meant. Because the people were going to the temple. Why, that area was crowded. Any time there was a sacrifice offered, you'd just find the people everywhere. And the whole temple area filled, a place for Israel, the court of the women, the court of the Gentiles. They're all there. And you would say, well, what in the world is God finding fault with these people for? They're all come to church. But my friend, they came there and they mouthed the thing. They went through the ritual. They could say the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed, but didn't mean anything to them. They didn't believe it. They didn't accept God's word. And God says, your heart is far from me. And that's the reason I'm going to judge you. And my friend, that's the reason God's going to judge us. Why, all of this formality, all of this religion today, and my friend, may I say to you, the curse of the world is religion. And God would like for you to get rid of religion and come to Christ. It's the greatest barrier for a great many people. I mentioned that to a man not too long ago. And immediately he countered by saying to me, I want you to know, Dr. McGee, I'm a religious man. He says, you know, I'm a religious man by nature. Huh? He's got a fallen nature, but he's religious by nature. And I think I shocked him. I said to him, brother, you ought to get rid of your religion. He says, why, aren't you a religious man? I said, no, I'm not. Well, he came back and he said, I can't believe that there's a preacher that's not religious. I said, I'm not. Well, he said, what are you then? Well, I said, I'm one that came as a sinner to Christ, and I have a relationship today with a person. That's no religion, it's a relationship. And that's the important thing. Do you have Christ? Or don't you have Christ? That's what he's trying to get through to these people here. And that's the reason that he judged them. And by the way, in verse 15, this is so serious with his people, he puts in an extra woe here. You know, we're in the section that deals with six woes. God doubles it up for this one. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, as if they could do anything that God didn't know about. Now, we come down to the last part of this, and verse 17 now, we see the future. You have the honor and glory. God's not through with that city. He's judged it, and all you have to look at it today, it's just like a layer cake there, one city on top of another. God is judge, but they're going to rebuild it again, and it'll be the city of God. And he says, verse 18, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. And the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The deaf are going to hear. The blind are going to see. And the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. And today there is a willful blindness. That was the difficulty of these people. Now in that day, the millennium that's coming, they're going to see. And at that time, verse 22, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hand, in the midst of him they shall sanctify my name. Now what will they do with the name of God? They'll make it holy. They're going to set it aside as something wonderful. Today, God's people, by their lives, by their living, should sanctify the name of God. It's a holy name. But do we treat it that way?